Do you remember much of the social side of Ely? I mean, your mum must have been so busy, she wouldn't have had the leisure to go out and join societies and so forth. But do you remember things like the cinemas, going to the cinema?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Funny enough, when we were teenagers in the war, we couldn't get Brill Cream. And Brill Cream was what the pilots and the navigators used to put on their hair. And so we used to go and get a medicine, a clear medicine bottle full of liquid paraffin for sixpence. That did the job exactly. But I've been laughing because there were rows and rows of us. We were like walking time bombs. And we were smoking our heads off at 13 and 14, smoking our heads off. And I've laughed so much.
Oh, so that's how you'd get ready for your night.
The whole cinema would have gone.
Goodness.
Three of us in a car going to go to the fish and chip shop at Littleport because they were selling good fish, you know.
Do you remember which cinemas you particularly went to?
Majestic, Public Room and the Rex.
They were
the only three that were open. Yeah. The Rex was a sort of upmarket one. Had a big balcony. Get 3,000 people in there, I should think. Had a two aisles and it went out. It had about 10 or 12 seats across the middle. And then it went out. Used to queue up round the back on a Saturday lunchtime and look in the windows of the pit where the engine was. It was a big dynamo. They were going to build another one when the war started on the corner of Jam Factory Lane, or whatever they call it, Jam Factory Lane, and the marketplace next to the Club Hotel. They dug a huge, great hole, bricked up the cellars, and then the war started. And they fenced it off, and it was there 5, 6, 7 years before they did anything with it. And then Tesco's bought it after the war, put a shop on it before they moved down the road. But there were trees growing up in there over 7 years, 7 or 8 years.
And that was there through the duration of the war?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That fence was around it.